This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
O youth, take the path of worship, for tomorrow comes old age. Leisure thou hast, and strength, strike the ball when the field is wide. I knew not the value of life's day till now that I have lost it. How can an old person strive beneath its burden? Go thy way, for thou ridst a swift-paced horse. A broken cup that is mended, what will its value be? Now that in carelessness the cup of life has fallen from thy hand, naught remains but to join the pieces. Negligently hast thou let the pure water go. How canst thou now perform thy ablutions except with sand? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to all of you. Welcome to another episode of your very favorite program for a better life, where today we are going to discuss what we are doing, like thinking out of the view of our own lives and routines. We're going to see as youth, what are we, including me, like what are we doing while we are struggling and trying to just benefit the time that we have for the materialistic world. So in this world, though, we are striving for the things we need, for the things we like, and for everything that our desires are. Like, we do have wishes, we do have dreams, and they're nothing but ideal. But are we really remembering and reminding ourselves of the thing that we just heard? The story by Saadi Shirazi, the famous prose writer and poet of the Iranian culture, and the one who was deep into the thoughts of Islamic roots, and the one who did have ideas that are things that we need to be concerned about these days. First of all, the two concepts can be like put into a nutshell, that yes, you are supposed to live, you're supposed to work for whatever you want, but are we really aware of the time that is being passed? Are we aware of the things that we are losing for the value of nothing, but sometimes even false dreams? Like, we do have dreams and they are okay, but are we really working for the things that we should be? Like, are we aware of the things that we are losing for the price of sometimes materialistic dreams? Let me start by a hadith from our dear Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Once one person just went to him and complained that some of his time is intermingled with playing with his children and family, and the Prophet answered, but there should be a time for this and a time for serious deeds. Like, the question is, to what extent should you go in spending your summer vacation, in spending your fun time? And what is the essence of spending a fun time? And what is the essence of working for dunya, for this world that we are living in? So this hadith of our Prophet is first paving the ground for the fact that it's okay for you to work, to want something, but the extent is the limit, and that limit is the thing that sometimes we forget. Like, many times we forget that, yeah, it's okay to spend your time, to invest one portion of your time to the things that you need and want. But more importantly, we need to know that time is something that will never come back. In another verse, in a Quranic verse, we do have it mentioned, and tell the believing women to lower their gaze and protect their private parts and not to show off their adornments except only that which is apparent. Why I'm talking about this verse, the fact is that in Quran, in our religion, and everywhere, like, we do have the concepts of knowing the time for everything. We have the time for controlling our gaze. We do have the time for a pray. Like, we are not supposed to pray from morning to night, like, all the time. But at the same time, we need to know that sometimes we should be considerate of the time. We have, like, the other concept, which is staying up at night, or sometimes waking up at night sooner, spending some time praying. So are we going to stay up all night and like pray? Or on the other hand, are we going to stay up late at night and just spend idle talk, watching movies or these stuff? No, our prophet again has mentioned in one hadith, staying up late is tiring and burdensome. So again, the one prophet who spent many years of his life praying and on the way of the Creator is now telling us that you need to be aware of your time. Like, it's okay to sometimes spend your time at night to pray, but at the same time, you need to be aware of what you are doing and the portion and the limitation that you are investing in different activities.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف.
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Today, we youth are talking about our time. Like, are we being aware of the time we are investing on different things in life, or no, we are just simply passing it, making it chaotic, and enjoying the life that does have the demands that we have. Our prophet has been narrated to say, make the most of five things before five others come. Your life before your death, your health before your sickness, your spare time before your work, and your youth before your old age, and your wealth before your poverty. Let alone the four very important ones, what we are considering here is taking the benefit of our youth before our old age. So when we see someone who is praying is repeating something over and over, we might give it a little thought, like, is this person really investing or just wasting or killing the time? So remember, we do have to be taking account of our time in front of the Creator. We shouldn't waste our time, of course. And at the same time, we shouldn't, like, take time for granted. Like, I'm always going to stay alive. So if I'm going to pray, what better than, like, waiting for a few more years till the time that I got too old? But this is not like that, my friends. Being a youth, like being in the group of youth, this is not something that we can take for granted. This is not something that will neither stay forever. Our prophet has once narrated and has once had this hadith. Any people who sit in a gathering during which they do not mention the name of Allah nor exalt the mention of his prophet will regret it. Then it is up to Allah to punish them for it or forgive them. So you see, even the prophet is, I think our dear prophet is thinking about the gatherings, about the places where we should be aware of our time. So we do have the order, we do have the commands available. So what's better than, like, thinking of our time as youth, as the group of people who do have the power to change, who do have the strength to give deep thought into everything, and as people who can make their future much brighter. So we're not saying that you shouldn't enjoy your time. We're not saying that you should just sit aside, say, I'm not going to participate in any gatherings and I'm just going to be in one place praying and just devoting the whole time to my own prayer and to talk to the Creator. No, we're not talking about this. What we are discussing today is devoting a little portion of our time and being aware of it. So to not kill the time and to invest our time on the things that are more valuable, we need to be aware that youth and the time that we are going to be considered as a young person is nothing to be taken for granted, is nothing to be forgotten. Well, that's all for today's episode of For a Better Life. Until another episode, I wish you farewell. I wish you fruitful time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will love.